जयो राधा माधवा, जयो कुंज बिहारी, 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 जय गोपी जानवालाबा, जय गिरिवाराधारी, जय गिरिवाराधारी, जय गोपी जानवालाबा, जय गिरिवाराधारी, जय गिरिवाराधारी, जय गोपी जानवालाबा, जय गिरिवाराधारी, जय यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना, शोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना, यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना, यशोदनन्दना, यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना, यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना, यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना, यमुनातीरा वनचारी, यमुनातीरा वनचारी, मुनतीरा वनचारी, मुनतीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधवा, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जानवालाबा, जय गिरिवाराधारी, जय गिरिवाराधारी,
जय
গপ্তে জানাবালাবা জয় গিরিবারাধারে জয় গিরিবারাধারে জয় যশোদনন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন 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 যমুনা তীরা বনচারি যমুনা তীরা যমুনা তীরা বনচারি তীরা বনচারি জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারে 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 জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারে
বিষ্ণু পাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রজকাচার্য স্তোত্র সাত শ্রী শ্রীমাতা বাইচরণ বৃন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শিব প্রভুপাদ কী জয় অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কী জয় নমাচার্য শিব হৃদাস ঠাকুর কী জয় শ্রী শ্রী রাধাষ্টমী মহামহোৎসব কী জয় শ্রী শ্রী রাধাশ্যাম সুন্দর কী জয় শ্রী শ্রী গৌরনিদাস কী জয় শ্রী শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কী জয় গৌর প্রেমানন্দে সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কী জয় ও গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলি ডিভোটিস ও গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলি ডিভোটিস ও গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলি ডিভোটিস ও গ্লোরিয়াস টু শ্রী শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড গৌরাঙ্গ ও গ্লোরিয়াস টু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিতানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিতানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিতানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে Hare Krishna. I am very embarrassed to speak on this day in front of all of you, so please bless me so that I would be able to speak anything. It's within your interest. I'll read a few verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita from the Adilila 4th chapter, Confidential Reasons for Lord Chaitanya's Appearance, in which Srila Prabhupada explains the Radha Tattva, the philosophy behind Srimati Radharani and her nature, which is very important to understand before we go to any lila. So I'll start with the verse number 68 through 71. I'll just chant the verses and read the translation and purports by His Divine Grace. Haladinira Sara Prema, Prema Sara Bhav, Bhavera Paramakashta, Nama Mahabhav. The essence of Haladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is Mahabhav. Purport. The product of the Haladini Shakti is love of Godhead, which has two divisions, namely pure love of Godhead and adulterated love of Godhead. Only when the Haladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living being to attract him, does the living being become a pure lover of God. But when the same Haladini Shakti is adulterated by the external material energy and emanates from the living being, it does not attract Krishna. On the contrary, the living being becomes attracted to the glamour of material energy. At that time, instead of becoming mad with love of Godhead, the living being becomes mad after material sense enjoyment. And because of his association with the qualitative modes of material nature, he is captivated by its interactions of distressful, unhappy feelings. Mahabhava Svarupa Sri Ratha Takurani Sarvaguna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Sri Radha Takurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Purport. The unadulterated action of the Haladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Raja and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of the Haladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, or transcendental sentiment, and the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle of love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Tayorapi bayor madhye radhika sarvatadika mahabhava svarupayam gunair ati variyasi. Of these two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and she surpasses all in good qualities. This text is verse 2 of Ujjvala Nilamani of Srila Rupa Goswami. And the last verse, text 71. Krishna Prema Bhavita Yandra Chit Tendriya Kaya, Krishna Nija Shakti Radha Kridara Sahaya. Her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Purport. Srimati Radharani is as fully spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like the conditioned souls who have mental bodies, gross and subtle, covered by material senses. She is all spiritual, and both her body and mind are of the same spiritual embodiment. Because her body is spiritual, her senses are also spiritual. Thus her body, mind, and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is the personified Hladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord's internal potency. And therefore, she is the only source of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Therefore, Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sandini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested as the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna. And the same internal potency of the Hladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all-attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vanchakalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Ajanu Lambit Bujokana Kavadata Sankirtana Ekapitaro Kamalaya Taksha Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vandai Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Yantah Pravishya Mama Vachim Mamam Prasuktam Sanjeevaya Takila Shakti Darak Svadamna Anyam Shahasta Charana Shravana Tvagadim Prananna Mavagavate Purushaya Tupi Hare Krishna. In this section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes in details the manifestations of three internal energies of Krishna: Sandini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, and Hladini Shakti. According to the great acharyas, in particular Sridhar Swami, what is energy? Sridhar Swami gives the definition of energy, Shakti. Shakti is the manifestation of something which is internal, the external manifestation of something which is the internal. We know that any object or any subject which is there in this material world has some internal potencies. But just by looking externally, from the external point of view, we may not recognize what is there inside him, what is his abilities. Just by looking at the person, we will not be able to say exactly what he is, what's his intelligence and everything else. But the Shakti is the external manifestation of the internal potential which is there. Shakti helps to manifest externally what is there internally, and without the Shakti, we would not be able to understand who is this person and what is his nature. So, explaining the three main Shaktis, spiritual Shaktis of Krishna, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is actually explaining who is Krishna. And here, Srila Prabhupada, he explains that Sandini Shakti, his potency of existence, manifests the form of Krishna, the very attractive, beautiful form of Krishna. And Hladini Shakti manifests the form of Radharani, and basically Hladini Shakti is the most essential quality of Krishna, which is love. And in these verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the nature of this Hladini Shakti is explained, and the personification of this Shakti, or the most important quality of the Lord, of God, is Srimati Radharani. It is said, according to our philosophy, that who is Bhagavan, who is the personality of Godhead? Personality of Godhead is God who has Shaktis. Mayavadis, they have their conception of God, that God doesn't have any energy. He's just impersonal Brahman, which naturally doesn't manifest in any shape or form, because being deprived of any energy, he has no possibility of manifesting, and therefore it's very difficult to realize it. But Bhagavan is God, is the Supreme Personality who is endowed with all the energies which are there. And the main energy, he has only one energy. Sometimes it is said he has three energies, sometimes it is said he has many energies, but ultimately it's one energy which manifests in many different forms. And the essence of this energy, according to these verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is love, is Srimati Radharani. By the definition of the personality of Godhead, which is there in Vishnu Purana, definition of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, it is said, Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yasya Saksriya Jnana Vairagya Aschaiva, that these six qualities, or six manifestations, six energies, compose or constitute Bhagavan. And among these six qualities, the main is Sri, which is the mercy, beauty, or love. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by analyzing this verse, he says that different energies which are there, or different qualities of the Lord, or different energies, in fact, mentioned in this verse from Vishnu Puran, explain partial manifestations of the Lord. But among these partial manifestations, which are called Anga, there is one which is Angi, which is the whole. And the whole is Sri, mercy, love, or beauty. And that is Srimati Radharani. Aishwarya, Aishwarya, his lordliness. Aishwarya comes from the Lord Ishvara. So his Ishvarata, his majestic power is Aishwarya. And Virya, Virya means that he has multifarious energies, all kinds of energies are there. But then Sri is the most important, and Yasha means Mangalmaya Swarup. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains what is Yasha, what is the fame of the Lord. The fame of the Lord is that any touch with the Lord brings auspiciousness. Mangalmaya Swarup means that whatever is connected with the Lord brings auspiciousness into the life of living entity who comes in touch with the fame of the Lord, with his name, with his qualities, with his pastimes. So this is Mangalmaya Swarup, as opposed to fame of ordinary living entities. In this material world, every living entity, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the first purport, is trying to imitate the Lord. Ultimately, we have minute qualities of the same, minute portions of the same qualities as the Lord has. So we have some fame. Mother Mukhya was reading my useless biography. I was totally embarrassed. First of all, because it's not all true. I'm not a GBC member for 2 years. But that's a fact for the fame of every living entity. First of all, it's not true. And it doesn't bring any auspiciousness when you come in touch with it. But as opposed to this, it is explained that the fame of Bhagavan, if you even come in little touch with the fame of Bhagavan, it brings about auspiciousness into your life. You know, the example of it is, of course, Ajahn Mill. Ajahn Mill just had minute touch with the fame of the Lord in the form of his Narayan name. And this brought complete auspiciousness into his life. So that's Yasha, and another energy or quality of the Lord. But then, as I already said, the most important quality of the Lord is Shri. And Jnana and Vairagya, again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining that Jnana and Vairagya is just a minute aspects of his fame. They are not really, all these descriptions are not really complete, or even, are not really complete unless we mention or stress his mercy. Shri. And we all know that original Shri is Srimati Radharani. She is the original beauty. And without her, we would not know who is Krishna. Our only chance to understand who is Krishna, because she is the prime energy, she is the most important energy of the Lord. And without her, nobody would know who is Krishna. And it's very interesting and it's very peculiar that if we see the history of Indian spirituality, we will be able clearly to see that even though Krishna has been known since time immemorial, and there are very ancient temples of Krishna, there is hardly any ancient temple of Srimati Radharani. There is no. Actually, before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though the worship of Krishna was very prominent, and the worship of Krishna was existing in India and even outside of India, the Greek ambassador 2,500 years back, Heliodor, he writes that I became a devotee of Vasudev Krishna. So this is a very ancient tradition to worship Krishna, but peculiarly without Srimati Radharani, which basically means that nobody really understood Krishna before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, only after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested love of Srimati Radharani in the fullest extent, people realized who is Krishna. And after that, the tradition of worshipping Krishna together with Srimati Radharani started. And we know that there was this great dispute in Jaipur, where followers of which Sampradaya? Of Ramanandi Sampradaya, they were against worshipping Krishna with Srimati Radharani. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, of course, proved by writing his commentary to Vedanta Sutra. But actually, while writing this commentary, what is the point of writing this commentary to Vedanta Sutra? To prove that Srimati Radharani is the highest energy of the Lord. Which is, sometimes we say that Vedanta Sutra is a very dry philosophical treatise, but ultimately, according to our concept, according to our philosophy, every Vedic literature which is there, every word of Vedic literature ultimately speaks about the glory of Srimati Radharani. It's just, without understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's very difficult to make this connection. You can philosophize in different way and try to understand Vedic literature in many different ways, but only when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, it became very clear what the Vedic literature is all about. Ultimately, it's all about love. And who is Srimati Radharani? Srimati Radharani shows what does it mean to love. As it is said there, she is the essence. The essence of Hladini Shakti, or the pleasure potency, is prema. And the essence of prema is bhav, or the sentiment, emotion, as Srila Prabhupada translates. What is the essence of love? Sometimes people, you know, especially in English world, they say make love. It's just, it doesn't have anything to do with love. It's a very gross caricature of love. Because the essence of love is sentiment. The essence of love is bhav. But this sentiment, this feeling, Srimati Radharani is explained in these verses, in the purports of these verses. Srila Prabhupada says that Srimati Radharani, her body is completely spiritual, 100% spiritual. And her body is not, it has nothing to do with the gross material bodies which we have and which we used to relate to. Her body is made of bhav. The whole spiritual world is called bhava jagat. We are living in the world which is called jada jagat, which is basically the world of dead matter. But bhava jagat is the world which is made of love. Everything in the spiritual world is made of love. And the highest manifestation of this love is the form of Srimati Radharani. Later in Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramananda Roy will start describing the form of Srimati Radharani. And it's very difficult how to describe the form which has no material connotation, which has no material association. So he describes in a very poetic manner how every limb of her body, every ornament which is there on her body, the dress which is there on her body, is all sentiments, different sentiments which she manifests in her relationship or in her dealings with Krishna. Actually, when we read about Srimati Radharani, we have to understand, because sometimes it's very easy to miss the point. It's very easy to get a very gross material picture of what's going on. Srila Prabhupada once gave a funny example. He says, when we see a boy and girl together, or when we look in the picture of a boy or girl, we immediately have a very clear conception of what's going on between them. But when it comes to Krishna and Srimati Radharani, it's a completely different story. I remember once I brought to Mayapur, there were two Russian people, Russian couple, who came, and they were completely, they didn't know anything about Krishna. They came to Mayapur, and they stood in front of Radha Madhava. And of course, Radha Madhava is there, and the eight sakis are around Radha and Krishna. And the man, boy, he immediately bowed down because it was so majestic. And the girl was really unhappy to see the thing because she clearly understood what's going on there. There is one male and so many females, and she didn't like it. So, and Prabhupada says, when we look at the picture of boy and girl, we have the wrong projection. We project our material experience into the dealings which is between them two. And Prabhupada gave a funny example. He says that there was a cow, and the cow was once caught by fire. And the cow ran away from the fire. And ever since, whenever this particular cow would see some red color, she would become frightened and run away because of her experience. her experience with fire was projected into any other experience. And Prabhupada gave this example to let us understand that the projection, when we try to project our understanding into the spiritual realm, it's actually suicidal. It can bring about very grave consequences. And therefore here he explains, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, that dealings between Radha and Krishna, it's the dealings between spiritual Krishna and his spiritual energy. It has nothing to do with matter, and has nothing to do with the adulterated forms of dealings which are so typical for the living beings in this material world. He says that when, in the first purport, when this so-called love is manifested in this material world, it's repulsive to Krishna. Therefore, when we take any spiritual tradition, every spiritual tradition, it brings some limitations to this particular area of human life, because ultimately it deprives us the spiritual understanding of God. To enter into this sort of dealings, we have to completely identify ourselves with matter. We are deprived this chance even to understand the spiritual emotions, and therefore in this series of verses it is so much stressed that this love which is there between the Lord and Srimati Radharani is completely spiritual. The essence of Hladini Shakti is prema, love. What is enjoyment? Ultimately, the essence of enjoyment is love. When we take any enjoyment in this world, we will understand that the essence of enjoyment is the attachment which is there. If you don't have attachment to a particular taste or whatever, then even though it may be from the objective point of view is a very nice taste, you will not be able to enjoy because you don't have the attachment. So it is said that the essence of enjoyment is love. The essence of love is sentiment. The essence of love is this very elevated feeling which is there. There is no other essence of love. The love, all these gross things, has nothing to do with love. It's just the feelings, which is very difficult to describe. And the essence of feelings is Mahabhav. And Mahabhav is the feelings which are not really possible to experience in this material world. In this material world, we may have some sentiments. And when people have this sentimental love, and the sentimental love is there, they do get very great and very deep, profound enjoyment. But it is specifically said that when we're talking about spiritual love, even if we understand that it's completely sentimental, it doesn't have anything, any gross analog or whatever, still there is Mahabhav, and the essence of Mahabhav is Srimati Radharani. The essence of Mahabhav, the manifestation of Mahabhav is Sri Radha Thakurani, which is the complete manifestation of love. Therefore, the very word Radha means the syllable Ra comes from Rag. Rag means attachment. Rag means this complete attachment, and of course we know that there is this material attachment, but there is a spiritual attachment. As Prabhupada beautifully explains in the purport to the last verse, is that she is the attraction of all attractive. This rag is the actually essence of consciousness, the attraction. So Ra means attachment. Adha comes from Sanskrit word dhavamana, running. This particular word, Radha, or name Radha, appeared or is connected with the spiritual appearance of Srimati Radharani, it is said that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his spiritual abode, at one point from his left side, the female figure appeared, which is the manifestation of his own energy. And immediately this female figure started running towards Krishna. Please don't ask me how she could run towards Krishna if she just appeared from Krishna. To run towards Krishna, you need to be at some distance, but it's a spiritual world, so in the spiritual world everything is possible. So she appeared from his body, and immediately she started running toward him, feeling very strong and immense attraction. And therefore this Radha, she is running because of this attraction. We are also running towards certain things which are attractive. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, what is this? Manorathiti dhavato bahih. We are running bahih, we are running to the external things, external world. We are attracted to the external world, but she doesn't have any attraction to anything external. She only has attraction to the Lord Himself, and therefore she is Radha. Or sometimes the syllable Ra is produced from the word Rasa, which is the taste of relationship. So either way, Radha means or signifies the attraction. And the etymology of the word Radha, according to the dictionaries, the common dictionaries, is that Radha iti Krishnam iti Radha. Who is Radha? Sometimes Aradha iti Krishnam iti Radha. Radha is the one who is the best worshipper of Krishna. But there is another etymology or another etymological meaning of the word Radha or the name Radha, which is Radhyate Krishnena iti Radha. The one who is being worshipped by Krishna. And the philosophy behind this, it's all Radha. She is the best worshipper of Krishna, but being the best worshipper of Krishna, she invokes the reciprocation from Krishna, and Krishna starts worshipping her. The foundational verse in this regard is the verse which Madhvacharya quotes in his commentary to Vedanta Sutra, which actually ultimately glorifies Radha. This verse from Shruti, from Mantara Shruti, says that Nayati Vainam, Bhaktir Vainam Nayati, Bhaktir Vainam Darshayati, Bhaktir Vasha Purusham, and Bhaktir Eva Bhuyasi. There is nothing higher than love. Bhaktir Eva Bhuyasi. There is nothing more powerful than love. Why? Because love is something which can bring you closer to God. Bhaktir evainam nayati. The love is this force which can bring you close to God. Bhaktir evainam darshayati. This very bhakti, this very love, can give you darshan of God. You can actually only see God if you have love. If you don't have love and you look at this, you will not see God. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaksadaiva hridayesha vilokayanti. You can only see God if your eyes are smeared with love. You will only see some matter. You will only see stone. You will not see God. So therefore it is said, bhaktir evainam darshayati. You will only be able to see God if you have love. And then bhaktir vasha purusho. By bhakti, you can conquer over God. Mother Hari Puja, she was mentioning this. Jito jito Святой Стрелок. By love you can conquer unconquerable God. And this is also the meaning of word Radha. Radha is the one who has conquered God completely. And therefore, our definition of, or the meaning of word Radha, Radyate Krishnena iti Radha. Radyate Krishnena iti Radha. Radha is the one who is being worshipped by Krishna. It is said, there is a beautiful verse that the great yogis, they are looking for Krishna everywhere. They are meditating, they are looking for him in samadhi, they are going to Himalayas, and they cannot find him. And ultimately, after many, many millions of years by meditating upon the Lord and trying to find the Lord, they come to Vrindavan, and whether they see Krishna, Krishna is worshipping Radharani. That's the place where you can find Krishna. The only place where you can find Krishna is where Radha is, because that's his eternal engagement, his eternal pastime. He is worshipping Radha by accepting or reciprocating with her love. And that's the meaning of the word Radha. And of course, today is her appearance day, and therefore it's proper to describe the pastime of her appearance. And there are basically two different pastimes which are there in the Vedic literature. Vedic literature is very scarce when it comes to describe Radha's pastimes. It's also peculiar, because there is plenty of pastimes of Krishna described in different Puranas, but you hardly find any pastimes of Srimati Radharani described in Puranas. Her qualities are described in Padma Purana in great details. Your qualities and different attributes are being described, but her pastimes, Vedic literature is very shy when it comes to describe the pastimes of Radha. Why? Again, because of the same problem. Because there is a lot of, there is a big chance that we will misunderstand these pastimes, the nature of these pastimes. Because we will project our tendency to enjoy into the same pastimes. It is actually, there is a beautiful pastime described how Narada Muni first saw Srimati Radharani. It is said when Narada Muni heard that Krishna appeared in this world, he came first to Mathura and he couldn't find Krishna. And then ultimately he came to Gokul and he saw baby Krishna. And he was completely enamored and completely attracted and enchanted by the beauty of Krishna. And he started praising Krishna secretly. And immediately he starts thinking, if Krishna has appeared in this world, it must mean that his energy also appeared somewhere else. He cannot appear without his energy, his internal energy. And immediately he developed very strong desire to find or to search for the internal energy of Lord Krishna. Because again, the same point is there. You cannot understand Krishna without understanding his energy. The only way to understand Krishna is to understand his energy. And therefore, after seeing Krishna, Narada Muni starts searching for Srimati Radharani. And he was knocking in the doors of all these villagers in Gokul. And he's going round and round and round, and he couldn't find. And ultimately, he knocks on the door of the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Raval. And that time, when Nanda Maharaj was living in Gokul Mahavan, Vrishabhanu Maharaj was living in Raval. And he knocks on the door and he asks, "Do you have any children?" And Vrishabhanu Maharaj says, "Yes, I have one son. He's very beautiful. A boy." And Narada Muni says, "Please show me your son." And immediately he says, "Son, it cannot be his energy. Energy should be female." But still he says, please show me your son. And Sridham comes. Sridham is the elder brother of Srimati Radharani. And Narada Muni sees him and he gives him blessings. This boy will be the best friend of Sri Krishna. Rishabhanu Maharaj becomes very pleased, and Narada Muni wants to leave the house and to go and to continue for his search for the energy of the Lord. And at that point, Rishabhanu Maharaj says, very shyly, almost being embarrassed, he says, you know, I also have a baby girl, daughter, who was just born, but unfortunately she is blind, deaf and dumb. And because you are so great sage, maybe if you give the blessings to her, she will become, she will be able to see, to hear and to speak. Narada Muni becomes very intrigued. And he says, yes, please show me this baby girl who was just born. And he goes to the Antarpur, to the internal section of the house of Rishabhanu Maharaj, and sees this beautiful shining girl with closed eyes laying there in the cradle. And immediately Narada Muni becomes jubilant. He feels the presence of the internal energy, because when the living being becomes purified, he develops the quality or the attraction towards the spiritual energy. Now we have the attraction towards material energy because we are contaminated. But the pure state of consciousness is this state of consciousness which feels the attraction. So Narada Muni becomes very jubilant and he wants to worship this girl. But at the same time, he feels uneasy because the father of this girl is there and he doesn't want to spoil his Vatsalya Rasa with this girl. And he says to Vrishabhanu Maharaj, I want to give the name-giving ceremony to this girl. So please collect all the ingredients for us to make this ritual as soon as possible. And Rishabhanu Maharaj leaves. And when he leaves, Narada Muni bows down, folds his hands and starts glorifying Srimati Radharani. And she manifests her full-blown form, her Kishori form as a young girl. And Narada Muni continues his prayers, and then all of a sudden this Kishori form again becomes a baby with closed eyes and lays there in the cradle. And Narada Muni, he looks behind and he sees Vrishabhanu Maharaj standing there. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj didn't see the Kishori form of Srimati Radharani, but he saw how Narada Muni was praying to the girl, and he's asking, what's going on? Why you're praying, you're a great sage? He says, oh, this is a special ritual. I'm doing some special yagya now for her protection. I am just chanting all these prayers for her protection. So in this way, this first darshan of Srimati Radharani was given to Narada Muni. And of course, we know she only opened her eyes when Lord Krishna came, and she didn't want to see anyone besides Krishna in this world. And I don't know what to do, because now it's the time for Abhishek. Shall I continue or shall I? Okay. 10 more minutes, okay. okay, so even though it is said that the birthday of Srimati Radharani is 15 days later than Krishna's birthday, and we celebrate dutifully Srimati Radharani's birthday 15 days later after Janmashtami on Radhashtami day, But ultimately, we have to understand that Krishna cannot appear in this world without his energy. And this is some riddle. And Srila Rupa Goswami, he deciphers this riddle, and he explains this riddle. He says that in reality, Srimati Radharani appeared in this world on the same day as Krishna. Because when Bhagavan appears, he cannot appear without his energy. So she appeared, but there is a long story behind her appearance. And this long story behind her appearance started when Parvati Devi,